Hello, and thank you for tuning in again and taking time out of your day to be able to listen. And today I will be talking about a certain lyric and how I really had a positive reaction to it from a Post Malone song. Because recently I was studying for a history test. I have a history course, a class one semester, and out of my four classes, and we have a test coming up this week, and I was listening to some music, and I had Spotify on shuffle, and I was, I wasn't, ex I didn't know what song was coming on next, so I wasn't, I just didn't have it memorized. How I always find it kind of fun when I'm studying with music, because there's, I've always grown up with ADHD, so like if I knew what song I was coming on, I always felt like my mind would want to wander, and startlessly singing the lyrics because I know the song's coming on, and I felt like that just distracted me. I also thought that was funny, of course, out of all things that would distract me singing, but so I decided to put on a shuffle so I don't know what's going on, and then just but I still like the music. And one song that I haven't heard in a few days that I was really listening to music to the lyrics, because I feel like when you listen to a song like over and not over and over, but that you've heard for a very long time, so you already know basically the lyrics, so you don't really pay attention to it anymore. But when I heard Circles by Post Malone, granted, even though I've heard it a lot over my lifetime, that I chose to like kind of actually listen to the lyrics again and kind of truly try to connect to Post Malone's lyrics. And the one I felt like I truly connected to that I can remember off the top of my head is, and I quote, "Maybe you don't understand what I'm going through. It's only me. What have you got to lose?" End quote. And I, hearing that, I felt just really connected to it. Because, of course, everyone's gone through their own thing or is going through their own thing. Like, it could be mental health through school, could be physical, maybe like you got in a car accident and your body is really aching, or you injured yourself from sports and it's affecting you physically or mentally, and just, or you lost a family member. There's a lot of things out there in the world that can personally affect a person, like oneself. And sure, I may not, of course, passing by you in everyday class, or I'm on the way to work, or whatever situation I may be passing you or interacting with you, that of course I may not know based off, just first glance or first, "Hey, how's it going?" But honestly, I really connected with it as a lyric, because that on top, I feel like can really connect to my first episode when I had mentioned that it reminded my mom that even though that related to that topic is completely different to, talking about lyrics, but I feel like when I said, "Maybe you don't understand what I'm going through," and hearing that in the song that reminds me of my mom, I feel like can really connect to me, because as like alone, even if it didn't remind me of my mom, it's still a good song, so it would still be a good lyric no matter what. But it being a good song, plus having that meaning, is a real big connection, because it reminds you of the happier time, like I mentioned in the first episode. A happier, I wouldn't say better, but like I feel like life is going pretty well now, but like I'd say a better, happier time for sure, when I was able to have more of a whole family and have a mom figure there. And I feel that losing her, I feel, has been a blessing and a curse in one. Granted, of course, I'm always sad, like I always wish I could be able to see her every day. Like, it's there always will be that pain left behind, of course. But I feel like even though the sadness and all the time, all the moments I like rethinking about my head and wishing I could have that mom figure back, that I feel like losing her was a, like I mentioned, blessing. I couldn't think of a better word, but I feel like blessing could work because it taught me how to be more resilient and stronger. That even though, yes, losing her was terrible and I hated every second of it, and I still do hate every second of not having her, but learning that, sure, I may hate it and it sucks and it's not fun, but even granted that going on and being a thought in the back of my head, that I'm still doing it. Like, it's been 2 years since she's passed. She passed when I was 18. And still thinking, like, shoot, even though this world's still going around and, you know, day-to-day life isn't gonna, you know, per se, just stop all of a sudden. But also, when that happened, I felt like my whole life just got, like, swept under me, like, out from under me, like a rug. And sure, I'm not gonna say it was enjoyable, but the fact that I'm still able to do my daily things totally fine, and you know, and stick with it, and be able to make progress in college, and be a part of the track team, is really what's pushing me to be like, yes, this sucked, and still does suck, but I'm still being able to push through and do my daily, you know, tasks, like basic stuff, like, you know, making my bed, making something for my breakfast, or going to class, or going to work, like being able to do my, you know, daily routine, and being able to get to even things I might not want to, like if it's a school meeting or working one-on-one with a teacher, or like I don't know, tough, stressful moments, or just hosting a dinner with family, or I don't know, something like that's more kind of like on your free time type of thing, and being able to just push through and know that everything's gonna be okay. That even though, sure, there will be always sadness, but that's what makes every other second more precious too, honestly. For example, so I have an older brother. He is 3 years older than me. His name is Roman. But so I'm 20, he's 23, and he's just finished college actually, and a master's program too. It was only end up being half a semester, so it wasn't too long actually. My dad said he enjoyed that too, because he was like, one last check that I have to write just for him, and some more money in the bank. My dad always enjoyed making that joke. Once in a while makes it for me still too. So I bet he's gonna definitely say when I graduate. But yeah, like, so like I was saying, it's just my dad, brother, and I now. And so my brother went to Georgetown, graduated there, and I don't get to see him as often as I might have growing up. Me and him grew up together and we're super tight, and we still are tight, but I just don't get to see him as often as I might have, or how much I do like to attend. I do love the man a lot as a brother, and I would like to see him more often, but as you know, life isn't always like that, and he's grown up now. He's doing his own adultish things, like he likes to say, and I'm still continuing college, having my own life. Same with my dad. He's still working. He's, you know, he's keeping his mind busy, but I feel like we all miss my mom, or my dad, wife in this case, my dad. But sorry, I took a sip of water, went down the wrong way. But yeah, we do definitely miss her all in our own ways. Granted, my dad, you know, had a different relationship with her than me and my brother ever have. But with that even still being said, hold on. My cat is wanted to play with the computer right now, so I have to try to move him away a second here. But well, even with my dad having, you know, being her husband and being married to her for a very long time, they're actually married. They just had their 24th anniversary right before she had died, ironically, and it's been technically 26, but and the year of her passing, it was 24, and we all miss her and love her in our own way, and always hope that, like, wish had wished she could stay. But I know that even though my dad might have a little bit more of a tender spot for her being gone, I try my best to be there for him and try to be an even better son now, because I know that, well, my brother's in Georgetown and I'm here at Dominican because I grew up in SF. So even though San Rafael and SF are pretty close to each other, that me being busy with school, my dad being busy with work, we just don't see each other as often as I'd wish. But even so, I still try to make plans or text him on the daily or as much as I can be able to, and just check in and make sure he's doing okay, especially because he's been having some issues with my grandfather. So, like, he's been overstressed with that and then on top of work. And so especially now those thoughts on top of, missing my mom a lot, that I know could be struggling for him. So I tend to try to check in on him, text him, call him from time to time, or offer to go out to dinner with him once in a while, or maybe, like, on the weekend, go to grab a bite in SF with him and kind of just hang out the evening. And I know my brother's really far away, but I keep trying to, like, call him on the weekends or when he's free from not working, because he has a job now. And I try my best to work in small ways to try to make sure my family can connect or stay in my life even stronger now. And I know not it, I always when I would talk to people and kind of tell them my situation over, like, how happy my mom and how now that me and my family are more independent, that how sometimes our lives are putting strain on relationships, but how even though we've suffered a loss, that it can also bring us together. And, like, when I tell that to friends, they're like, "Oh, I'm so sorry," but, like, they'll always be impressed that, like, I've been able to learn so much seemingly from losing my mom, and being able to become, I lack a better word saying, better man. Like, I wouldn't say a better man, but I've seen, like, a growth, like, has made me stronger. So I guess, yeah, growing as a man, or be a better man. Sorry. But being a better man and relating to that in the Post Malone Circle song, where he's saying, maybe you don't understand what I'm going through, but being able that, sure, I mean, maybe not everyone's able to understand fully what that pain may be, but also it's only me. And that when you say it's only me, that even though, sure, yes, my neighbor might not be able to understand what that pain is like, yeah, but especially at a young age. And I know it's just like me. I can't, like, sometimes I'll be really sad. I'm like, dang, why am I feeling so sad? Like, why so young am I feeling this type of sadness, And it's, a question I've thought about a lot, but, and I know it's only me, but, and how I handle it, but I'm trying to decide to take that for the positive. I'm not sure, it sucks. I'm not happy about it, but it's what you do after a while. Because I do grieve her. There are times when I'll think about positive, happy memories with her, and I'll just kind of, like, doze off for a second. Not doze off, so zone off. And I'll just kind of get lost in thought, because I'm so sorry. Be patient with me for a second. I just had a cough. But being able to, like, zone off and kind of think, like, damn, those were good times, and just. And yes, I may have those quick moments, but honestly, I feel like that even with being able to remember her or have certain things being able to remind me, it's still the fact how I can be able to improve and take that sadness and make it into a positive. And I feel like there's a way out there for everyone to be able to do so. Sure. Maybe you don't understand, or maybe you can't relate per se, but it's how you handle it and how you can be a positive impact in everyone else's life, even after a tragedy. But thank you for tuning in, and I really hope you have a great day, and thank you for listening, and see you next episode.